Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
As I'm sliding off the road, I like to have this going in the background. Yeah, good morning, Tim McGill.
Good morning.
All right, so how much ice and should we run now?
You shouldn't run now, but you should run before lunchtime if you're really concerned about it. Yeah, because we've got a kind of a mess coming our way.
Well, should we be concerned about it?
What should we be concerned about?
No, should we be concerned?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
It's going to really slow down the evening commute. I mean, just rain slows down commutes, and this is going to be a combination of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow. The further north you go, and by really far north, Lake and McHenry County, probably snow through the whole duration of this, which will start late morning, midday. Further south you go, more of a mix. The city, kind of a sleet, snow, freezing rain mix. Further south towards Kankakee and Morris, primarily just kind of a cold rain, maybe a little bit of freezing rain here or there. And the whole kind of rain snow line is going to kind of nudge north towards about midnight and then back south overnight. So if you're north and west of the city, Lake and McHenry County, you're probably going to see snow through the whole event. So you could be looking at 2 to 5 inches. There's winter storm warnings in effect for Rockford. They could see 6 inches or more. And I wouldn't be surprised if McHenry County gets included in that later on. But right now, about 2 to 5 inches. The city, maybe an inch or two, it looks like, but it's just going to be kind of a sloppy mess late today.
The tenth of an inch of ice coating that I saw in the forecast last night, does that still hold?
That still holds, yeah. I mean, there could even be a little bit more in some spots.
Well, that's worse, right? I mean, we can deal with snow, but you get a tenth of an inch ice on anything, it's a hockey rink.
Right. You can't really drive on ice. There's nothing you can do about that. And I think really the untreated surfaces are really going to be the bigger problems, some of the outlying areas. But the problem is sometimes the rain wipes away all the salt, and then the freezing rain comes on top of that. So, yeah, it's going to be tricky. If you're working today, try to leave by about 1 or 2 if you can.
I don't see that as a problem. But I see people abandoning work for various reasons.
People love to leave it.
Tim McGill says leave at 1. Traffic's going to be bad by 1:15, I promise.
If I were a manager, I'd do an all-staff around 3 o'clock today just to be that guy.
Just to make sure. Because if your manager lives downtown and walks to work.
This is a mandatory meeting. I need you here.
That'll go over well. Yeah.
So assuming we can't put a nice thin coat of ice down with our own Zambonis, Mother Nature will do it for us. And be careful starting by no later than 1 o'clock all over.
Yeah, I mean, our miles are indicating maybe as early as 11 this morning.
Wow.
Noon, it could start to develop. It'll start off kind of light, but I think the heart of this is going to be between around, say, 3 o'clock and about 7, 8 o'clock, so right during the evening rush.
I mentioned this the other day. I have post-traumatic ice syndrome. You know, the ice storm we had.
Yeah.
It's got to be 10 years ago now, where the entire city got coated in ice. It was a frozen situation.
Right.
And Elsa here took 3 hours to drive in from the western suburbs. And I've never seen ice like that ever. And it literally, you know, it looked like a movie set. Every exit had flashing lights and there were cars spread all over. So ever since that happened, I think, you know, the next ice storm, I'm just never going to leave the house.
I don't think it'll be that bad, but it's just the timing is everything. You know, it doesn't take much to really mess up the commute, and this is going to be much.
So. Is this going to be power knocked out from ice on lines?
That's a possibility. I don't think it's going to be quite that bad, but that's certainly not out of the question.
Yeah. Taliban behind this?
What? We're looking into it. Our investigative reporters are looking into that right now.
During Tim's 5 a.m. report, he misreported that on Friday it was going to be 50 degrees. And it was
trying to give you hope.
It's going to be 50, but then...
Five
is what he meant.
Five below that morning, 5 above for the high that day.
You're only 45 degrees off.
Yeah.
And then Vic Vaughn said, I'm going to take the 50. He wanted to...
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate you jumping on.
Sure. No problem.
See you. It's Tim McGill. Okay. Let me go to Mary on something here. Mary Vanderbilt.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Are the roads being pre-treated? Because I got to say, I didn't see a truck.
I didn't see the salt. Usually you see the salt trucks off to the side and all the ramps at this hour of the morning. I didn't see any of them either. I think it's too early to pre-treat.
Yeah, I would say probably after the commute, maybe. 10 o'clock, 10:30 would be the start.
Maybe they'll start, probably during the midday.
Yeah, but you can't do them all, at the same time, right? So don't you have to, I mean, something's going to suffer if you wait till 10:30.
No, they do it all by drone now.
Oh, they do?
It's all drone.
The drones drop the salt.
And the other part of that is you don't want to have plows interrupting the morning commute. I mean, you have plows out on the street. That's just going to do a number in the morning commute.
I'll be honest with you, Steve. We're already at work.
Yeah, and then they'll be all white.
Everybody else down.
Then they'll be all white and they'll look icy, but they're really not. So, no, I wouldn't.
I was throwing salt out the window.
Now you're throwing Morton salt out the window.
Yeah, that's local.
That's for good, for good luck.
No, whatever.
I'm with John.
All right, so we have our best people on it. And
I like that
people that
pink
so
Himalayan
good.
Salt.
Oh, yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Little Lowry's seasoned salt.
Little Lowry's, yeah.
What's wrong with you idiots?